So this is Evan Center of Center Counseling back for another teen tidbit. It sometimes blows me away how the universe gives us lessons in such bold ways. And here's one that I have seen crop up all over my work with families and teenagers over the last couple weeks. We cannot be perfect. And here's the thing. Perfection is not and should not be the goal in parenting and in relationships in general. After all, we are imperfect beings, and it's hubris to believe that we can be otherwise. And yet somehow we expect that of ourselves and of our partners or spouses, of our children, of our coworkers. And then when they fail or we fail to be perfect, we're disappointed, or we're angry, or frustrated, or hurt. And we push to make perfection happen. The irony is not lost on me that I produce a podcast each month sharing information to parents about how to use more effective strategies in parenting teens. However, I want you to know right now and going forward that perfection is not the goal. Being a perfect parent deprives your teen of the real life experience of having to muddle through relationships, repair, make amends, admit mistakes, and fix them. As a parent, mistakes create the opportunity to model the self-compassion necessary in these situations. When you can show this in front of your teen, they learn an important thing about how to treat themselves, as well as understanding that perfection is not your goal. And then they'll be less likely to come into my office complaining that mom expects them to be perfect. And here are two other really important things about imperfection. One, teens are going to mess up. And in fact, it's important that they do mess up, that they make mistakes and bad choices when they're a teenager. In particular, we want them to make the kind of mistakes that obviously don't end up getting them killed or anyone else killed or permanently maimed. Why? Because this is how we all learn, the hard way. By losing friends, by failing a class, by getting kicked off a sports team, by disappointing our parents, by losing car privileges. And no, you cannot prevent them from these types of experience by either telling them all that you've learned along the way or by micromanaging their life and expecting that when they leave home and go to college, they'll be great. Unfortunately, they'll likely just start experimenting without the cushion and guidance of your presence at that point. And here's the other really important thing that I want you as a parent to know. When we think about good enough parenting, which, by the way, is a technical term, so when we think about good enough parenting of very young children, we say that parents need to get it right 33% of the time. Let me let that sink in. Parents of really young children, of infants or toddlers, need to get it right 33% of the time. Now, another third of the time, they need to get it right after trying a few things, after muddling their way through the process. But as a parent, you can get it completely wrong a third of the time, and your child is probably going to end up securely attached, as long as there isn't some other really big thing. And as far as your parenting impacts them, you've got to get it right one out of three times. on your first try. One out of three times, you got to muddle your way through until you get it right. And then one out of three times, it can be a total miss. And now that's the model for parents of very young children. But as parents of teens, I would recommend that you use those same ratios, that you try to get it right a third of the time. So in other words, use the tools on your first attempt a third of the time. Another third of the time, keep trying. Keep reapproaching. Keep correcting your own approach until you get it right. And then if you totally miss it the last one out of three times, you know what? That's okay. Your teen is going to be okay. And you don't have to beat yourself up about it. And actually, maybe there is even an, it's even important that you get it wrong one out of three times. Now, here's another piece that's been cropping up in my work with parents lately, and I think that it's connected. It is really common for parenting differences to come out in full force when your kids hit adolescence. Now, this wreaks havoc on relationships, marriages, whatever kind of co-parenting situation you have, even if it's with a divorced parent. Those differences are going to come out in a more pronounced way during adolescence. Why? Because teens are tough. And they put a lot of strain on parents and on the relationship that parents have with each other, whether that's biological parents, step-parents, or partners. You're all included. So what does this mean when we think about imperfection? Well, for one, there are a lot of ways to skin a cat. I think that saying is just weird and hilarious and totally applicable to teenagers. But there are also a lot of different ways to think about parenting teens and how to incorporate your family's values and needs into the daily soccer, speech and debate, ski practice, homework, dinner time, chores, rigmarole that makes up the daily chaos of the family with one or more teenagers. What? There's more than one teenager in your family? Well, multiply all that. Add the complicated relationship dynamics between siblings, step-siblings, half-siblings, and adopted siblings, and there you have a recipe for beautiful, chaotic, postmodern imperfection. So what I say to you today is start finding ways to embrace your own and everyone else's imperfection. Find ways to talk about and own your missteps and take accountability for them. And find ways to be curious, open, and non-judgmental toward the imperfection exhibited by the ones around you. Here are a few thoughts on how to go about this. When you notice yourself feeling frustrated at your parenting partner, whoever they are, for how they handled a situation, start by taking a break for yourself so that you can choose to respond rather than reacting. When you do choose to approach your partner, do so with compassion, the compassion of knowing that you are also never perfect, and that they come from their own perspective, upbringing, and background. Then use the tools that we've talked about before. First, notice out loud and ask in a non-judgmental way about the situation. Have a conversation. Help them explore as you explore with them. Accept that you actually don't have all the answers, even though you might think you do. And keep in mind throughout that you are both on the same team and that this is a process of growth. It's not about being perfect. Thanks for listening. This was Evan and your teen tidbit for today. Feel free to post below with any questions or comments or requests for future teen tidbits. I look forward to hearing from you.